Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Aerosmith bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, the purveyor of NorwoodAnalytics.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Sam's one of our top management and economic thinkers in our brain trust. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about... Let's bring the conversation about the economy back a little closer to home, Sam. The last financial crisis we had in 07, really in 08 and 09, was brought about largely because of over-leveraging investments and stupid mistakes and government interference and a lot of crap like that that was going on that we don't have right now. Banks are more better capitalized. Corporations aren't over-leveraged really, not that much. Small businesses are in better financial – their balance sheets of small businesses are better than they've ever been in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And consumers – Sam, as you know, are not over-leveraged. We've been deleveraging, and therein might lie a little bit of a challenge because, Sam, we polled our audience, and we said, what are you seeing your customers doing with their gas dividend money?
Yep.
And most of them said they weren't spending it.
No, savings rates are up. That's part of what's going on, but that is healthy in the long run. So savings rates are up. But it's burning a hole, I think, in the pocket and personal. Let's look at it this way: in the fourth quarter, gross national product rose only 1.7%. That's down from 2.2 in the previous quarter. So people are anxious right now. China is slowing. We hear that all the time. China's slowing, and they look at some of the economies. Even our good partner, trading partner. Canada, the Canadian dollar, think about the Canadian dollar, which used to be higher than the U.S. dollar a couple of years ago, is now 30% below the U.S. dollar because their major producers of commodities, both agricultural and mineral, and they're not and exporters of those. So a lot of other countries outside the U.S., Europe is slowing and so forth. So we look around, we go, oh, my gosh. Global things are slowing, but our personal disposable income in the fourth quarter was up 3.3%. Part of that went into savings, and the dividend we're getting from better gas prices. Part of that is going into savings, but it is also going into spending. So and I believe that's one of the strengths. The consumer sector of our economy is 70% of the economy. The weak spots in our economy are certainly in the oil sector, certainly geographically in the middle of the nation, and also in capital expenditures. People are being a little cautious now about what they're committing.
And I read yesterday corporate America is going to be cutting back more on their capital expenditures. They're trying to affect their bottom line by cutting costs. And I'll tell you something else, Sam, if you don't mind me sticking this in there.
Sure.
You know how I've been feeling about corporate America's lack of investment.
Yeah.
Those chickens are coming home to roost on them right now.
Yep.
The last 6-7 years of failing to invest in the economy, in the marketplace, on Main Street, in building a something that sharing their fortune with the rest of the economy, which in order to keep it going, those chickens are coming home to roost. They have not replanted, I guess I should say, in the marketplace like they should have. And I think they're getting the wages of that right now. What do you think?
It leaves them vulnerable. You got to be constantly reseeding and cultivating and reseeding and cultivating to ensure the future, but they're looking more in the near term and not cultivating mm-hmm. for the longer term. Another factor right now that's going on that affects our economy is the strong strength of the dollar.
Yeah.
Relative to other, you know, we're very proud that a dollar, ooh, look at how strong this is. Let's go take a trip somewhere else because other things look cheap to us. But this is killing exports.
That's right.
Our exports are, and especially in commodities. Our commodities sector is hurting in large part because price is everything in a commodity. A commodity is where you can't distinguish.
A soybean is a soybean.
Yeah, it's a bean is a bean. And so you can't distinguish one from another. And so price is everything, and the market goes to the low-cost producer. And our dollar is so strong that it's really hurting both agricultural and mineral exports and our commodity sector is hurting right now. And also, what is another big area of our exports? Well, it's technology.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look. The technology, we export technology. And the strong dollars is hurting that. So as we look at the economy and how it's going to affect our businesses, looking forward to the rest of this year, we are going to be depending on the consumer to spend, and that is the big swing factor.
That is going to be, but again. Part of not investing in Main Street, folks, by corporate America, is where we don't have the jobs out here like we had before.
Nope.
The jobs that we have are not as good as jobs. The pay is not as high.
Nope.
The middle class has gotten squeezed. And this is what I mean when I say that, you know, the chickens have come home to roost on Wall Street. And we're going to talk about this some more. And I'm going to ask Sam, could we have a recession in 2016?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.